This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A Florida man has been arrested in connection with 13 explosive devices sent to prominent Democrats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Authorities took 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc into custody at a Florida auto parts store amid a nationwide manhunt after devices were sent to former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others. Social media accounts show Sayoc's a fervent Trump supporter with a long arrest record, including one for making a bomb threat.
We must never allow political violence to take root in America.
The president did not mention the targets were all Democrats, plus CNN. He's promising Sayoc will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A U.S. news report says that Salah bin Jamal Khashoggi, the son of the Saudi journalist slain in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul, has arrived in the United States. The dual U.S.-Saudi citizen had been banned from leaving the kingdom until earlier this week. The restriction on his passport was lifted following a photographed handshake with the Saudi Crown Prince and King Salman on Tuesday. The State Department said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was pleased at the lifting of the travel restriction. Pompeo had urged the Saudis to allow Salah Khashoggi to leave the country. Meanwhile, the Turkish-run state news agency says that Turkey has asked for extradition of the 18 men arrested in Saudi Arabia in connection with Jamal Khashoggi's killing. Another down day on Wall Street, minutes before the close, with all three major indices lower. The Dow was off nearly 0.75%. The S&P fell more than 2%, and the Nasdaq was down 1.75%. European markets closed in negative territory. Asian markets were largely lower. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is reported to be considering a new executive order aimed at blocking asylum seekers and immigrants from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. That comes as a caravan of migrants continues to make its way north through Mexico. News reports quoting administration officials say authorities are weighing a range of administrative and legal actions on the grounds of national security to restrict the ability of migrants to seek asylum. Although no decision has reportedly been made yet, immigration attorneys told VOA the move would be quickly challenged in court. Some reports have suggested a complete border closure is under consideration, but analysts say such a move is politically impossible because of the billions of dollars in commerce between the United States and Mexico. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund reports an estimated 2,300 children in Mexico are traveling with that migrant caravan toward the United States. UNICEF says the children are suffering extreme hardships because of the heat, lack of basic services, and multiple dangers on the way. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says the children, regardless of their migration status, are guaranteed certain protection rights under international law.
While those traveling with a caravan hope for safety in numbers, the perils of using irregular migration routes remain significant, especially for children. The journey is long, uncertain, and full of danger, including the risk of exploitation, violence, and abuse.
Mercado says UNICEF is working with the Mexican government and other partners to make sure uprooted children receive the support and the services they need. UNICEF says the temperature in southern Mexico is dangerously hot. Many children are ill. Others are suffering from dehydration and trauma, and all lack access to essential services. The ashes of Matthew Shepard, whose brutal murder in the 1990s became a rallying cry for the gay rights movement, were laid to rest here in Washington. Ed Donahue of AP reports.
Shepard's remains had been kept by his family in Wyoming for 20 years. Authorities say he was killed by two roofing workers who targeted him because he was gay. Reverend Gene Robinson, the first openly gay man elected a bishop in the Episcopal Church, presided over the service. He says things have not changed much in 20 years.
Violence takes lots of forms. And right now, the transgender community is the target.
About Matthew Shepard.
Gently rest in this place. You are safe now.
Robinson remembered all those who have lost their lives to violent acts of hate.
And Matt, welcome home.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.